This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of the Chihuahuan Desert. The Trans-Pecos is Texas at its wildest, and though many of its creatures are secretive, the region stands out for the glorious diversity of its wildlife. There will be a unique opportunity to learn about these creatures from scientists working to understand and protect them when the City of Alpine hosts its third annual Wildlife Weekend, January 30th to February 1st. This year's focus is a particularly haunting group of animals found from remote mountains to urban backyards, owls. From Marfa Public Radio and the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter.
Most of the species, particularly the mammals, are kind of reclusive. They're crepuscular or nocturnal. They don't have an interest in hanging out with us. They've got their own things to do. But knowing that they're there enhances the experience of being out in the landscape.
That's Chris Ruggia, Alpine's tourism director. 3 years ago, he felt the city should host a screening of the Texas Nature documentary, Deep in the Heart, but a single film didn't seem sufficient for a tourist event. Ruggia is also an artist who explores Big Bend wildlife in paintings and comic books. To understand the wildlife he depicts, he consults with scientists at Alpine's Borderland Research Institute, or BRI. Ruggia asked BRI scientists if they would discuss their research on animals featured in the documentary. That first partnership was a success, and it's grown, says BRI Engagement Coordinator Eliana Goodwin.
I think it's a great opportunity for BRI to showcase its range, and then it gives community members an opportunity to get these little glimpses into what BRI graduate students do.
In 2025, Wildlife Weekend focused on bats, bears, and bighorn sheep. This year's event showcases new research on owls, spearheaded by biologist Romy Swanson.
I don't think that even birders fully appreciate that you have such an abundant representation of all the continental U.S.'s owls in a single place in far west Texas, and that's pretty cool.
Using automated recording devices, AI software, and old-fashioned fieldwork, Swanson and BRI student Shelby DePerrier have documented a stunning diversity of owls in the Davis Mountains. That work is featured in a new Texas Parks and Wildlife film called Talking to Owls. It will be screened at the weekend's opening reception, Friday night at the Museum of the Big Bend, with an owl walk in Coconut Park to follow. That outing is fully booked, but there are a host of other activities. There are two guided hikes Saturday morning, one with BRI quail researcher Dr. Ryan Luna at Hancock Hill, and a second with bird scientist Dr. Maureen Frank. Registration is required. At the Alpine Farmers Market, conservation groups will hold a wildlife scavenger hunt for kids. Later, at a lunch and learn at the Granada Theater, six BRI grad students will discuss their research. And at Front Street Books, Ruggia will do a live drawing event. Attendees can pick a creature, and Ruggia will draw it in 5 minutes. Alpine businesses are partnering in the weekend, with restaurants offering wildlife-themed fare and galleries featuring wildlife artwork. At a Saturday evening keynote panel, Swanson and wildlife filmmaker Austin Alvarado will discuss their work. And on Sunday morning, the Chihuahuan Desert Nature Center hosts a guided tour of its botanical gardens. The events draw both locals and visitors, and Ruggia and his partners plan to continue hosting this celebration of West Texas biodiversity.
I don't see no reason to stop, as long as people keep doing science and making movies and art about wildlife.
For a full schedule of events, go to visitalpinetx.com/wildlife. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. I'm Dallas Baxter. Thanks for listening.